basically impairing something or electricity, a car stop.
Okay, so you tell me that with my situation, there's absolutely nothing you can do, because again, it's a charity. I'm thinking it's gonna, like I told you before, when I spoke with you before, I saw the service engine light on there, and I saw the low transmission fluid, so I knew, maybe with the mileage, there may be, again, I didn't know that 75,000 miles, which is lower than I thought it was, but I knew, having driven a few used cars or a lot of used cars before, that could possibly be a situation. Maybe I got to do some work on it. So I understood that there'd be maybe some mechanical work needed on it, but I was under the impression, again, when I checked it, everything before I previewed it, it was going to be fine. Like, I didn't think any major issues. And then the moment I drive it, the thermostats goes from almost to C, all the way to H, and it's H, and it's smoke.
I've been waiting all week.
All right, guys, so you just got a chance to take a listen to my new single, On Fly, in the last segment. Give you guys, and then before that, you know, talked a little bit about what's going on with me. Unfortunately, my relationship with my girlfriend of the last 18 months is grinding to a halt due to my own incompetence and your own immaturity. Again, it was one of those rare situations where, you know, it wasn't any thing wrong, like no cheating or no mental or emotional cheating, stuff like that. Or physical, obviously. I just wasn't mature enough for the strong, amazing, beautiful, you know, intelligent woman that my girlfriend is, or my ex is. And it's gonna be hard, obviously, not seeing her, you know. That's why the last few moments that I have together as a couple, I'm going to make them count, you know. I'm going to do my best. You know? I'm going to do work as hard as I can so that there's always an opportunity. And that's a lesson, I guess, for anybody, really, that, you know, never, you know, if you really care about somebody, even if it ends bad, always do your best so you leave them with a great impression. You know, and it's something that I was taught a long time ago, is that you do a job well done. Even if it doesn't work out in the end, they at least remember that you did a good job and that you tried your hardest, and that's kind of where I'm at now. And it's hard, man. It's difficult, you know, getting back in, because I have a tsunami of stuff. Like, my car is on its last leg, so basically I need to get a new job, new place, new car, new attitude. I basically got to completely change myself, and that's the biggest thing. That's the toughest, you know, thing, really. That I have to do that, so, but I'll get there, man. This isn't shaking me out of it, man. I have no idea what's going to, and again, I'm grateful for everybody that's been listening to the podcast. You guys are awesome. I know my podcast is definitely old school, you know. Most other people, you know, you see the videos with the headset and the microphones, and, you know, they're talking on, you know. So you can see, those are vodcasts, man. I'm not there yet, man. Maybe when I get settled somewhere and I can set up something, I can do it. But right now, we're going old school. And I'm analog in a digital world, as they say. So, again, I appreciate everyone listening. Enjoy the new single. You guys heard it here on the podcast. If you guys actually want to go download it, it's everywhere. You find music, literally, you'll run into it. Add me. I have a Spotify artist play page, $COTW8. I think, like, my podcast, Scott Wait. And then, of course, I'm everywhere, social media, Snapchat, Wait Swag, W8SWAG, Facebook. You can find me, of course, under my name. If you want to add me on my friend page, it's Facebook/ScottSCOTW8, or the many fan pages I have, which are Facebook/W8Swag, SWAG for the clothing, lifestyle stuff. This podcast, of course, is Facebook/GR8W8PC. You've got the record label one, which is Facebook/DayNightMusicLLC. So DayNightMusicLLC. Instagram, you can do it on the gram with me, fam, Great Weight Media, so GR8W8MEDIA, where the game Los Angeles Confidential still has been blocked. Cardi B, I guess, didn't block me. She just wasn't on there for a little bit, so I like teasing that girl. I don't know why, I just like teasing her. I hope she knows that, you know, I'm a comedian, and I don't mean any harm from it. I just enjoy it way too much. Because she does. Her and Rosie Perez are like a hot body, terrible voice contest. And I don't know, honestly. I think that's what my internal torment would be. It's going to be her having to have a conversation where I can't talk, but I have to listen. I can only nod. And I have to listen to her and Rosie Perez talk just incessantly the whole time. That's my internal torment. That's what, you know, motivates me. I'm like, okay, Scott, you don't want to go to the bad place, because that's what your bad place is going to be. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay, sorry. Like, I can't stand it.
Anyways, guys, that's been the Quick Hit Podcast. Thank you so much. Again, I am Scott Waite. This is the Great Waite Podcast. Tell your friends. Become a fan. Again, follow us everywhere on social media. Come see me do a show. If you're in the Phoenix area, if I happen to be out and about, I'm hoping eventually be touring. You can come see me do some comedy nationwide. Man, thank you so much, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. We'll try to hit up you guys a little bit later in the week with some more exciting news, views, and a whole new attitude. Woo woo! Hump day! What? Hump day! What? Oh yeah, it's Wednesday. I forgot. Yeah, it's hump day. So go enjoy the rest of your work weeks. Again, hot referrals. You have leads for me, let me know. Rooms, referrals, jobs. I need them, man. Thank you guys so much and have a great day. We're out.